From Genesis through Revelation, this is message number 8, and we come to Genesis chapter 5. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And we covered verses 1 and 2 last time, but let's go back and begin reading again in Genesis 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam, and the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, which means man, in the day when they were created. And now we're going to enter into a list of names, a list of people, a genealogy, how many years they lived, and who their father was, who their son was, and then the fact that they died. So this has been called a biblical obituary, because they all have that in common. And they died, and they died, and they died. That's the reoccurring phrase in this chapter. Let's begin in verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and fathered a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And I mentioned last time that Seth was a progenitor of the Hebrew race, which of course gave birth to Jesus on his human side. So Seth is the ancestor of Jesus Christ according to his human nature. And as I mentioned last time, you can trace the ancestry of Jesus Christ right back to Seth in the Bible. It's amazing, but you can do it. And then in verse 4, it says, then the days of Adam after he had fathered Seth were 800 years, and he fathered sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. I would love to live 930 years, especially with health, as Adam and these other people enjoyed, because the genetic pool was not corrupted. So man was much healthier back in those days. And it wasn't because of the food that they ate. Sometimes you hear people selling food, that the same food that was in the Garden of Eden. Well, I doubt it. And even if it was, it wouldn't matter. Sure, it would be healthy. But that's not why these people lived that long. They lived this long because, number one, there's a water vapor canopy covering the earth that filtered out the harmful radiation from the sun. At least that's what most Bible scholars teach. Many teach, I should say, if not most. But also, sin had not taken hold of the body of man yet. You know, this happened gradually over years. Their life expectancy shortened little by little, but not a whole lot, not until after the flood of Noah. And speaking of Noah, this genealogy in chapter 5 will end with Noah. Let's see. Let's read verse 4. And the days... Oh, we did that already. Verse 5. 6. And Seth lived 105 years and fathered Enos. And Seth lived after he fathered Enos 807 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and fathered Canaan. And Enos lived after he fathered Canaan 815 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and fathered Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he fathered Mahalalel 840 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And notice every one of these men fathered many sons and daughters. So the population of the earth is increasing dramatically because people are being born, but people are not dying. Not you know, less than 800-900 years. So you can imagine how fast the earth multiplied at this point. Verse 15, and Mahalalel lived 65 years and fathered Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he fathered Jared 830 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he fathered Enoch. And Jared lived after he fathered Enoch 800 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And then notice this. And Enoch lived 65 years and fathered Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. It doesn't say that he died. God took him without physical death. He evidently just translated him, like he will do later on in the Bible with Elijah, and like he will do with all Christians who are alive when Jesus returns. These are the exceptions. These are the people who were translated into heaven or into their glorified bodies, as will be the case with Christians, without having to go through physical death. So Enoch, he got serious with God after his son was born. He lived 62 years and, or did he? No. Yeah, 62 years, verse 18. And it doesn't say he walked with the Lord then, but after he fathered Enoch, then he started walking with the Lord, and he evidently had a great relationship with God, because when it was time for him to go, God just took him right up to heaven to be with him. And then we go down to verse 25, and Methuselah lived 187 years and fathered Lamech, and Methuselah lived after he fathered Lamech 782 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And he holds the record for the longest person, the longest life lived, 969 years, Methuselah. And Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." And Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years and fathered sons and daughters. Just a word about Lamech. He didn't know it, but God would fulfill his wish. Notice verse 28 again. Lamech lived 182 years and fathered a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." God would fulfill his wish, let's more accurately, his prophecy concerning his son, giving him rest, but not in the way Lamech thought, but in God's way. Lamech had high hopes for his son, Noah. He hoped that God would use him to somehow make the world a better place, maybe give the world a fresh start. Well, guess what? If you know the story of Noah, that's exactly how God used him. 30. And Lamech lived after he fathered Noah 595 years and fathered sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And one of these three boys of Noah is your great-grandfather. Great-great, maybe 150 times, grandfather. Because all of us who are alive today have descended from these three boys of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And let's get into chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, well, the population of the world continued to grow, and sin had spread through the angelic realm by now, turning the angels who had rebelled into demons. and sin was spreading like a virus, creating all sorts of problems for the human race as well. Let's read verses 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the ground, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all they chose. Now, according to Scripture, good angels sometimes appear on earth in the form of men. These sons of God are bad angels. These sons of God are fallen angels on earth appearing in the form of men. They came to earth, it seems, on a mission from the devil to stop the Savior who God promised would crush the devil's head. The devil was trying to make it impossible for a human Savior to be born. And so demons, in some sort of a physical body, cohabitated with women, and the result was trouble. The result was the complete and utter corruption of the human race, with the exception of Noah and his family. Now let's look at verse 3. It says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. And so the human race had really taken a turn for the worse because of all that demonic activity. And as a result, God said that his spirit would not strive with man forever. God wouldn't put up with this sinful madness forever. He was giving the world 120 years, and then judgment would hit. Verse 4, "There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. The Nephilim were like giant demigods, not as powerful as Almighty God, of course, but to any human being, they would appear to be like gods. They were very powerful and very evil, and they were the very unnatural offspring of demons and mortal women." And again, verse 4, "There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown." Satan wanted to corrupt the human race physically, just as he had already done spiritually. You see, if he can corrupt the human race, and he can change it into a half-breed, half-human, half-demonic race of creatures, he has it made. And that's because God's promise of a human redeemer would have to fail. If people aren't 100% human, if that's not what's being born on earth, then the redeemer can't be born. And God's promise fails. Mary and everyone else would be one of these half-breeds, theoretically, which means that there wouldn't be a woman anywhere who could give birth to Christ and provide that human nature. You say, "Well, I just don't get it." Well, listen to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 says this. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of people." Do you see that? What that is saying is that unless the Son of God is 100% pure man, it is impossible for him to pay for the sins of man. So Satan's pretty smart. What he was trying to do here, there's just one thing. God is smarter. And by the way, there are two categories of demons. And we'll pick this up, I think, next time, because we're running out of time here. But we'll pick it up right here next time.